Howdy, howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 401, F28. How are you folks doing? Yep, here we are at podcast number 401. Boy, the time sure does fly. Hey, I want to thank all you folks for the kind words and emails for my hitting number 400 last week. I do appreciate you guys reaching out. It means a lot to me. That's why I'm doing it. Somebody asked, do I have another 400 in me? I don't know. Am I going to be doing this for another 7 years? I can only hope. But I appreciate all the well wishes, folks. Thanks ever so much. Also, thank you for supporting and for the support of Bedford's Camera, bedfords.com. Those folks, boy, you know, they are true champions of ours. They work so hard. They got through all the adversities caused by those storms and got orders out. It's amazing, including to me, that bedfords.com. I mean, I don't know how they keep having all the great gear, the great prices, advice, classes, PhotoCon, Photo Expo. I mean, they do it all. I want to thank Bedfords for sponsoring the Moose Podcast. Remember to mention my name. You'll see a true cash discount after you check out. So bedfords.com. Thank you, guys. All right, so F2.8. Had an interesting email. Got me to thinking. Yes, they tend to. You guys have some great comments / questions. Now, I have a few F2.8 lenses in my bag. These are all Z lenses, of course. That's all I'm shooting anymore. The Z14-24 2.8, the Z24-70 f2.8, the Z70-200 f2.8. And the question is, do you need f2.8? I mean, that's a really valid question. And it's one that, you know, I thought I had a really firm answer to, especially way back when you had things like we're going way back in the days of Nikon, the Nikkor 300 f4.5 versus the Nikkor 300 2.8 when it first came out. I mean, the price difference between the two of them was a huge gap. Let's put it that way. It was a big gap, and all for basically a stop. And if you're old enough, like me, you remember the old ad campaign, speed kills, you know, talking about drugs. Well, speed can kill your activity when it wipes out your budget. Now, there is a real valid reason for that fast glass. Back in the days of film, that made all the difference in the world, that one extra stop of being able to stop action, because you didn't have ISOs back then. You could just raise at random. You had to deal with ASA, and you just pushing and pulling film. It wasn't. So that was, you know, a valid reason back then. But what about now, when you can do such things as raise the ISO at a whim? Is 2.8 something you should be spending money on? Now, I'm bringing this up after I got this email. And you have to stick with me. I actually have, there is an end agenda to this. So I have the Z51.2. What a spectacular lens. I love that lens. Oh my gosh. It's gorgeous. It is sharp, fast, sexy. There isn't anything about that lens that it just doesn't light my photographic imagination and fires. I've recently I've got the Planea 135 1.8. You know, it's a really nice lens, folks. It's physically not light, but man, oh man, is that thing sharp. And at 1.8, your depth of focus, you know, business card thin. I love it. It really, though, has you've got to be watching your P's and Q's. You've got to be really on top of that depth of focus when you are shooting at 1.8, but that's the goal, right? people think it's the gorgeous bokeh with its 11 blade aperture. Yeah, that's definitely, you know, adds to it, but that sharpness at 135, 1.8, you know. So back to 2.8. Speed. Now, this came up at about the same time I was thinking about adding another lens to the bag in my quest of kind of going back to the basics, kind of what my theme is for the year or for the current shooting period, however you want to look at it. And way back when it first came out, a dear friend of mine bought the Z100 or 400. And they were kind enough to let me shoot with it for a little bit. Then I borrowed a good friend of mine's, and I shot in Yellowstone in winter for a couple weeks with it. And it's a gorgeous lens. I love it to pieces. Now that F4, you know, right? It's not 2.8. And the price tag of that lens, you might be saying, why isn't it 2.8? Oof, it was 2.8. Ooh, the price, right? But it's not, and that's okay. To the point, going back to basics, I have for, and this is the one case scenario I'm going to talk about, and that's doing air-to-air. Air-to-air, you're not really thinking about depth of focus. That's really just not part of the equation. And the primary reason is because, at least for myself, working with aircraft that are prop powered, I want to blur that motion to some extent, either all the way to a 360 degree arc or, you know, something less. And to do that, you've got to slow down the shutter speed. And with basic exposure, right, where you're matching shutter speed and aperture to get the right amount of light to hit that sensor to tell your story. If you slow down that shutter speed, you have to close down your lens. Now, my primary lens for shooting air-to-air is the Z70-200 2.8, a brilliant lens, beautifully sharp. But because it's 2.8, it only closes down to f/22. That, at times, kind of handcuffs me into shutter speeds because I can't get past f/22. So to suck up a stop of light, I often put the Z1.4 on there. Tack sharp, really gorgeous. But the problem is that now I'm not at 70 millimeter, right? I'm at 70 times 1.4. Okay, and I, you know, and in order to get that F32 or more, and that extra gap in there, there's absolutely technically nothing wrong with it, nothing wrong photographically. It's just that dust which just finds you. I don't know how doing air to air, and then you're busy cleaning images in post with all those dust spots. So between that, the physical length, I'm like, do I need 2.8? Getting back to the email. So now I've acquired the Z100 to 400. That does a number of things for me. The first thing is I've lost that extra gap between lenses and body. And it makes a difference, okay, when it comes to dust, it does. Okay, now as far as the focal length, right, I'm at 100 millimeters where I was with the converter and 7200 at 98 millimeters. So I haven't lost anything there, but I do have the ability because of the design of the lens to go down f/45, gives me a whole nother shutter speed stop, if not more, to blur that prop, get that full arc. All right, so there's the one thing, you know, f/2.8. There's a yin and yang to it. There is the yin and the yang of the price, There is the ability, though, to shoot faster shutter speeds if you need it by just opening up. You do have a shallower depth of focus. And when you're shooting that 14 to 24, 2.8, God, what a great lens. At 14 millimeter, wide open at 2.8, your depth of focus, there is a discernible depth of focus, even for that ultra wide. And that's just really cool. So beyond the price and beyond the depth of focus, what else is there about f2 point that, okay, you might want to consider? Now, this is one that some young folks probably wouldn't even sneeze at. As you get older, or you get more and more items in your bag, it makes a difference. And that's physical weight, right? Because to have that 2.8, you've got to have a bigger front element to let the light in. That makes a bigger lens. Bigger front element means it's got to have more glass to bend it to get it to all focus at the sensor. Again, more weight. So here's a perfect scenario, a perfect, get the word out, Moose. Here's a perfect comparison. You could get the 24 to 70 2.8, and then you could get perhaps, oh, I don't know. What else would you add to that? I guess, nothing. I guess you get you get 85.12 and 135.18. That gets you kind of in the ball game. Or you can get the 85.18. But the point is, you could also just get the 24 to 120 f4. And the 24 to 120 f4 weighs a fraction of the 7200-28 by itself, let alone adding lenses to get out to that 120 millimeter. It's incredibly sharp. It's a great lens for video. But again, you're at f4. If you want that very narrow depth of focus of 2.8, it's not the lens for you. But if you want to save your back and probably have an extra spot or two in your kit for other lenses that you'd like to have with you, going to that f4 of the 24 to 120, it just makes sense. So the point in all this process is 2.8 on the surface speed. That's what people think that the reason why you get it is speed. But perhaps there are other qualifications and other applications that maybe 2.8, when you go beyond that first speed factor, might persuade you to go slower. Now, the last thing that, you know, I think is kind of important, that's the old budget. As soon as you get things that are fast, 2.8, 1.8, 1.4, 1.2, the price slowly goes up. And it's only natural, right? Because you've got more glass, you've got more things going on. So there's that other factor about that f2.8. You're going to be paying for it. Now, before someone emails me, if Nikon were to come out with a Z600 2.8, would I still shoot with the 600 f4 or would I go get the 2.8? Well, that's one of those what-if questions. And what-if questions to me are kind of pointless because it's not an option. But right off the bat, since I'm trying to get my camera bags to weigh less and not more, right off the bat, I'd say probably, yeah, I wouldn't get that 2.8. Have I had fast telephoto, you know, lenses? The 400-28 Z lens, beautiful lens. The 300-28, beautiful lens. And for a long time, I shot the 200 f2. I was also younger back then, and carrying all that extra weight didn't really bother me. And the real point of this is, you know, 2.8, right? There's a lot of things that come with that. I'm just suggesting that, one, like always, think it through. Two, rent before you buy. I mean, the 135-1.8 Plena lens, I rented it for a long period of time. And so I can run it through all the paces that I think it would be an apical tool. And so far, it's checked all the boxes and everything. I only have one last thing to try with it that I want. Yeah, it's worth doing. But, you know, you're talking about almost $3,000 for a 1.8 lens. And that money could take you a lot of places in this world and see a lot of things. So just ponder through. And I think I've touched all the points in the email that, you know, when you start looking at lenses, and besides focal length, you look at f-stop, just say f2.8. You folks have an absolutely marvelous week. Appreciate you spending time with me. And remember to make every click your story.